Mr. Walbrun of the National Weather Service said that winds generated from a slow-moving storm system off the coast of Oregon were expected to last most of the week and to blow at 15 to 30 miles an hour. The winds could have the beneficial effect of clearing some of the toxic smoke haze hovering in the atmosphere from Los Angeles to Seattle. But for firefighters, the shift in winds represents a 180-degree change in direction in many areas, threatening their progress in containing the fires. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning because of the prospect of windy and dry weather in southern Oregon and nearby counties in California. In California, which has experienced catastrophic fires every year since the wine country north of San Francisco was devastated in 2017, the fires are encroaching on many of the same areas previously burned, adding new trauma. The town of Paradise, where more than 80 people died in a 2018 firestorm and most structures were destroyed, is on the edge of one of the largest fires now raging in the state. In Oregon, blazes are reaching into areas untouched by fire for decades. "We haven't had anything ever this close," said Margot Cooper, who for the last 3 decades has lived in Scio, Oregon, a farming and logging town southeast of the state capital, Salem. "It's the first time it's literally in our backyard. Last week, a 13-year-old boy was killed in a nearby canyon, apparently as he attempted to drive his grandmother to safety." In nearby Gates, Oregon, refugees from the fires were exhausted after 5 days of living in dingy motels or cars, eating donated pizzas for dinner, and all the while not knowing whether their homes had burned down or were standing. Police cruisers blocked traffic along a highway heading into the mountains east of Salem, where the Beachy Creek fire was still burning out of control. Some families were able to pass through. Other convoys of pickup trucks threaded their way onto side roads and skimmed the edges of farm fields in search of alternate routes. Some were seeking needed medications, others lost pets and signs of break-ins.